praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you for your blessings you have released into our lives. Thank you for your helps we receive every day. Thank you, Lord, for your grace that is working and producing results in our lives. Thank you, Father. We thank you for impossible things you have made possible unto us. We thank you, Lord, for helping us to achieve things our strength could not achieve. We thank you for breakthroughs you have given to us. Thank you for your honor you have placed on our lives. Thank you, Lord, for our prayers that have been answered. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your hand of protection upon us. Thank you for keeping us secured and safe from destruction and deadly attacks of the enemy. Thank you for doors you have opened unto us. And by those doors, we are moving forward. By those doors, we are rising into new heights. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for helping us to grow in the knowledge of you. Thank you for helping us to grow in your wisdom and understanding. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your truth you have revealed to us. As it is written that we shall know the truth and the truth shall make us free. Thank you for revealing your truth to us. And thank you for setting us free by your truth. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your commitment to this ministry. We thank you because whenever we gather together like this in your presence, you always manifest yourself. You always help us. You always hear us. You always answer us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I ask, O God, that even as we would be having another prayer session together in your presence, O Lord, manifest your presence and power in our midst. Help us again. Bless us again. Let us find you, because we are here to seek you. Let us find you as we seek you. Visit us, O Lord, in a powerful way. Let our oppressions end. Let limitations in our lives be destroyed. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do beyond our imaginations. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. We are going to start with worship songs. Then we will go into prayer points. Be lifted up. Be lifted up. Ah, oh Lord, be lifted up. For you are holy, righteous and worthy. All thee, O Lord, believe that I, believe that I, believe that I, believe that I, O Lord, believe that I, for you are holy, for you are holy, righteous and worthy. O Lord, believe that I, believe that I, believe that I believe that I, O Lord, believe that I, for you are holy, for you are holy, righteous and holy, O Lord, believe that I. Our Father who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, our Father who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, our Father who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, We have a Father, hallelujah. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things he has done. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How glorious is your name. How powerful is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God, Jehovah. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God, Jehovah. You are the Most High, Jehovah. You are the Most High God, Jehovah. You are the Most High, Jehovah. You are the Most High God, King of Israel. You are the Most High, Lord of Hosts. You are the Most High God, Ancient of Days. You are the Most High, Miracle Worker. You are the Most High God, King of Kings. You are the Most High, Lord of Lords. You are the Most High God. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory, Jesus. We give you honor, Savior. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. Jesus, we give you all the glory. Father, we give you all honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. To him we ascribe glory. To him we ascribe honor. To him we ascribe power and majesty. Worthy is the Lord. To him we ascribe glory. To him we ascribe glory. To him we ascribe honor. To him we ascribe honor. To him we ascribe power and majesty. Worthy is the Lord. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. We praise you. We praise you. Oh Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh Lord. In our lives, we see what you're doing. We see what you're doing. And one more time, we lift our voice. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. Lord of lords, we worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. All over the earth, God, you reign forever. We worship you. King of glory, we worship you. You reign forever. God, you reign forever in our lives. God, you reign forever. We worship you. Miracle worker, we worship you. Oh, Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted high. Oh, Hosanna, sing Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. What is the Lamb? Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. In the blood of Jesus, there is power mighty in the blood. In the blood, there is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power mighty in the blood. We are haste of the Father. We are joined with the Son. We are children of the Kingdom. We are family, we are one, we are hands, we are hands of the Father, we are joint heirs. We are joint heirs with the Son. Amen. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one. Holy, are you, Lord? All creation call you God. What is your name? Worthy is your name. We worship your majesty. Awesome God, how great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow, Lord, we bow and worship you. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You are here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth. And treasures of the earth. There's no way to measure what you were, Lord Jesus crucified, laid behind the stone. You lived to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave, Savior. He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Hallelujah. Begin to worship him. Begin to praise him. Worship the King of Glory. Worship the God of Israel, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending, the one who was and he's to come. Worship the God of heaven and the earth, the God of gods, the ruler of rulers, the Most High God. Worship him, praise him, glorify him, adore him, lift him up. Jesus will lift up your name. Savior of the world will lift up your name. Creator of the universe, creator of the heavens and the earth and the underworld. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Lord. O God of our salvation. O God, our Redeemer. O God, our fortress. O God, our healer. O God, our helper. O God, our restorer, our defender, our provider. O God, our strength. O God, our light, our eyes. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. You are highly exalted. You are highly exalted. You are highly exalted. You are highly exalted. Miracle worker, we worship you. Mountain mover, we bless your name. Your name is above every other name. Your name has conquered all things. Your power has conquered all. Your throne has conquered all. Your kingdom has conquered all. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. You do impossible things. You do miraculous things. You do wondrous things. You make all things beautiful in your time. We worship you, Father. You reverse the irreversible. We worship you, Father. You bring things out of nothing. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Jesus. There is none like you. Your dominion is over all. We worship you, Father. Only you speak and it comes to pass. You decree and they appear instantly. Father, we worship you. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Father. Thank you for everything you have done in our lives. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your helps. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you, Lord, for your defense. Thank you for your justice, for your judgment, for your judgment you have commanded for our sake. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for breakthroughs you have performed in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for open doors. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for strength. Thank you for revival. Thank you for transformation. Thank you for divine provisions. Thank you for prosperity. Thank you for excellence. Thank you for greatness. Thank you for great things you have given unto us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for health. Thank you for healings. Thank you for deliverances. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for victories. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for promotion. Thank you for elevation. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiveness of our sins. Thank you, Jesus, for sanctifying us. Thank you, Jesus, for your leadings, for your guidance, for your instructions, for your voice. Thank you for your revelations. Thank you for visions. Thank you for dreams. Thank you for your encounters. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for visitations. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him praises and worship and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. I welcome you once again to the Lord's presence. We're going to take this Thanksgiving prayer. I strongly believe that there is so much to thank God for. He has done great things in our lives, some of which we have seen already, and some of which we are about to see. Open your mouth and say, Father, thank you for great things you have done in my life. Thank you for marvelous things you have done. Thank you for great things you have done in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Yeah, you don't have to see those things. You don't have to see them. Indeed, he has done great things. Indeed, he has done great things. Say, Father, thank you for great things you have done. Great things you have done concerning my life, concerning my health, concerning my calling, my ministry, my destiny, concerning my marriage. Thank you for great things you have done. Concerning my finances, concerning my deliverance, my healings. Thank you for great things you have done. Thank you for great things you have done concerning your plans and purposes for my life. Thank you, Lord, for great things you have done concerning your destination for my life. Thank you for great things you have done. Indeed, you have done marvelous things. Indeed, you have done great things. You have done great things. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You did more than I expected. You did more than I asked for. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you have done. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God for how he helped you through the 30 days fasting program we did. You're going to say, Father, thank you for how you helped me through those fasting. Yeah, I'm referring to those of you that you really did the fasting faithfully, not by your strength, but because you depended on God's strength and God helped you. Yeah. So you're going to say, Father, thank you for how you helped me through the 30 days fasting journey. Thank you for how you helped me through the fastings. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him, for it is not by human power. It is not by human strength. It is by the Spirit of God. It is by the ability of God. It is not because you can discipline your stomach. It was not because you could discipline your stomach. You could discipline yourself. It is because the grace of God upholded you. The grace of God helped you. So, Lord, thank you for how you helped me through the fasting journey. through the 30 days fasting program. Thank you for how you helped me. Thank you for how you helped me to draw closer to you. Thank you for how you helped me to seek you and find you. Thank you for how you helped me to pray and to prevail in the place of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for how you helped me to receive revelations and visitations from you. Thank you, Lord, for how you visited me. Thank you for how you strengthened me. Thank you for how you opened my eyes. Thank you for the impartation I received from you. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance that happened to me through the fasting. Thank you, Lord, for spiritual growth that happened to me. Thank you for revival that happened in me through the 30 days fasting program. Thank you for everything you did. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for helping me through that journey. Thank you for helping me to pray correctly, to pray in alignment with your will. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we are given it thanks. Amen. And amen. Yeah. You're going to thank God again before we go into other prayer points. You're going to thank God again. You're going to say, Father, thank you for the blessings you released into my life during the fasting program. You're going to say, Father, thank you for the blessings you released into my life. Thank you for the blessings you released into my family. Thank you for the blessings you released into my home during the 30 days fasting. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you because you did not allow me to fast in vain. You did not allow me to seek you in vain. Thank you for the blessings that were released into my life during the month of September. Thank you for the breakthroughs that were released into my life. Thank you for the victories that happened in my life. Thank you, Lord, for everything that I received from heaven. Everything that I received from you, from your throne, during the fasting program. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the battles you fought and won for me. Thank you, Lord, for your interventions that I received during last month. Thank you for financial blessings, financial provisions that I received. Thank you for physical gifts that I received. Thank you for spiritual gifts that I received. Thank you, Lord, for how you changed my life. Thank you for how you honored my life. Thank you for how you beautified my life. Thank you for your visitation that I received during the fasting program. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray with a particular scripture in the Bible, which I believe some of you are familiar with that scripture. Yeah, we're going to pray with that scripture. It's about building on a strong foundation. Yeah, it's about building on a strong foundation. In Matthew chapter 7. Yeah, Matthew chapter 7. I'm going to read verse 24. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. It says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Verse 25 says, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Verse 26, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. Verse 27, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Yeah. Jesus said, whosoever hears these sayings of mine. Yeah, he has been teaching from the beginning of that chapter, Matthew chapter 7. Yeah, and he has been teaching about righteousness, obedience, doing the will of the Father. In one of the verses in that chapter, he said, not everyone that call me Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God, but those that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. So Jesus was saying that only the people that hear these kind of teachings and do them will survive attacks from the enemy. Only these kind of people will remain in the truth, in the light forever. Only these kind of people will make it to heaven. Yeah. So the question is, of all the teachings of Jesus you have been hearing, yeah, the question is, how much of these teachings do you do? How much of these teachings do you follow? How much of these teachings do you obey? How much of these teachings do you practice? You're going to pray. In another place in the Bible, Apostle Paul was prophesying about the last days. He said, in the last days, we have people who are always learning, but won't be able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They will always be hearing teachings, but they will not agree with the truth. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want my life to be established on you. I want my life to, my faith, my spiritual life to be established on the truth that will enable me to stand forever, that will enable me to stand in righteousness to the end. Oh Lord, help me. Help me, Lord Jesus. I want to be established on you forever. I want to be established on you, for you are my rock. I want to be established on you forever. I want to remain in your righteousness. I want to remain in your love. I want to remain in your light. Oh Lord, help me to stand. Help me to stand forever. Begin to pray like that. So Lord, help me. Help me to have a strong root in you. Help me to have a strong root in you. Help me to do your word. Not just to speak about your word. Not just to hear your word. But to do it. Oh Lord, help me to be a doer of your word. Help me to be a doer of the truth. Help me to be firmly established, firmly grounded, firmly rooted in you, in your will, in your truth, in your ways. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus, so that I can abide forever, so that I can make it to your kingdom in the end. Help me, Lord Jesus, to take my roots downward. Help me to take my roots downward into you. Help me to obey your instructions. Help me to obey what you are teaching me. Help me to obey what you are showing me. Help me to do what your word teaches. Help me to do what your word commands. Help me to do what your word says. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father, to be like a wise man that builds upon the rock. Help me to be like a wise man that builds upon a rock, and the rain fell, and the wind blew, and storm came, and the building stood firm forever. Help me, O Lord, to be like a wise man that builds upon the rock. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the Word of God, the teachings of Jesus Christ, the truths of God's kingdom, they're not just for memorizing. It's not just for you to store it in your head and then you can say, oh, Psalm 16 verse 1 says this, Isaiah 14 verse this says this. It is not for memorizing. It's for doing, practicing. Yeah, the Word of God is to be done. The Word of God is for us to do. The Word of God is for us to practice. The Word of God is to be believed, for us to believe. The Word of God is for us to obey. Yeah, it's not just to be a book you keep on your table. It's not just to be a book you keep on your shelf. Yeah, it is to be obeyed and followed. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I cast out every spirit that is turning my heart against the Word of God. Every spirit that is turning my mind against the truth in the Word of God, I cast out that spirit from my life. Every spirit that does not want me to agree with the truth that is in the Word of God, I cast you out of my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I'll begin to pray like that. Deha sheshune gede ganabala. Neha sujia neteshdebala. Mahana nagalashdeya. Every spirit that does not want me to agree with what Jesus teaches, with what Jesus said, I cast them out of my life now. Every spirit that wants me to do contrary to what the Word of God teaches, I cast you out of my life. I cast them out of my life. I cast them out of my soul. In the name of Jesus, every spirit that is turning my heart against God's word, every spirit that is turning my mind against the understanding of God's word, the truth of God's word, I cast you out right now. In the name of Jesus, I cast you out right now. Every spirit that is making me to give another meaning to what the Word of God teaches, every spirit that is making me to give another meaning, another interpretation to what the Word of God says, I cast you out right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I cast you out right now. In the name of Jesus, I surrender to the truths of God's word. I surrender to the teachings of Jesus Christ. I surrender to the truth of God's word. I surrender to the teachings of Jesus Christ. I surrender to the teachings of the kingdom of God. I surrender to the truth of God's kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, Jesus said that the rain will fall, the floods will come, the wind will blow. So, which means that in this world, it is certain that there will be trials, there will be temptations, there will be attacks, spiritual attacks, witchcraft attacks, demonic attacks. It is certain that there will be tribulations. It is certain that there will be oppressions. But Jesus said that the people who hear my words and teachings and do them, Jesus said, these people, they will not be defeated. They will not be defeated. So if you don't want to be defeated, then you must do the word of God. Yeah, it's not just about you must pray for hours. It's not just about you must fast for maybe 40 days, 100 days. It is about the fact that you must do what Jesus says. That is the secret of victory. If you think it is just by prayers and fasting, and then you are not obedient to the teachings of Jesus, you are not obedient to the word of God, your prayers and fasting will fail. Yeah, and every other thing you try to do to survive or to overcome will fail. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, help me to take my roots deep into you through complete obedience to your word and your will. So, Lord Jesus, help me to take my roots deep into you through complete obedience to your will and your ways and your word. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I want to take my roots deep into you. I want to be deeply rooted in you. Help me, oh God. Help me to obey you completely. In the kingdom of God, partial obedience is equal to disobedience. Partial obedience is equal to disobedience. Until there is complete obedience, you have not yet obeyed God. Until there is complete obedience, you have not yet obeyed God. Say, oh Lord, help me to take my roots deeper into you. To take my roots deep into you through complete obedience. Help me to obey you completely. Help me to obey your word. Help me to obey your will. Help me to obey your ways completely without leaving anything behind. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus, to take my roots deep into you by obeying you completely. Help me to take my roots deep into you by obeying you completely in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, one of the reasons why Christians don't obey God or obey God's will is because they don't believe God. Yeah. If you believe God, you will obey God. If you believe God's word, you will obey God's word. Yeah. So So there is a connection between believing and obedience. You obey what you believe. You do what you believe that it is true. Yeah. That is why the kingdom of darkness is attacking a lot of us, making us not able to believe the word of God, because they know in the kingdom of darkness that if we believe the truth that is revealed in the scriptures, they know that we will do it. If we believe, we will do it. Yeah, and I have said it before, that the word of God is true, whether you believe or not. It is forever true, whether you agree or not. Yeah, so if you believe, it is for your own good. Because if you don't believe, it doesn't mean it doesn't render it invalid. Your own belief does not render the word of God invalid or untrue or impotent. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall and destroy forces of darkness attacking my heart and mind to stop me from believing the word of God, to stop me from believing the words of Jesus, the teachings of Jesus, the truth of God's word, the truth of God's kingdom. Let fire fall and consume them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Heshtena Hati Sashadala, Heni Shege and the Devalala. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume every power of darkness, force of darkness, kingdoms of darkness that is attacking my mind and soul to stop me from believing the word of God, to stop me from believing and trusting in the words of Jesus, in the teachings of Jesus, in the truths of God's word, in the truths of God's kingdom. Let fire fall and consume them now. In the name of Jesus, powers of darkness, forces of darkness, kingdoms of darkness, agents of darkness, spirits of darkness that are attacking my mind, attacking my soul, to stop me from believing in the truth of God's word. Let the fire of God consume them now. Let the fire of God consume them now. I choose to believe in the word of God. I choose to believe in the teachings of the word of God. I choose to believe in the teachings of Jesus Christ. I choose to believe in the truth of God's kingdom. Every power forcing me not to believe, making me not to believe, catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, it says that Jesus said, I will liken him unto a wise man. Matthew 7, verse 24. Yeah, that those that do what he says have been likened to a wise man. Why? Why? Because there is a lot of benefits in obedience. There is a lot of benefits in doing the will of God, in doing what God says, in doing what the word of God teaches. That is why Jesus says, you are a wise man, you are a wise woman, if you do that. Every time you do the will of God, you are wise, because it comes with a lot of benefits. It comes with a lot of grace. It comes with a lot of divine interventions, divine helps. So you're going to pray. If, let's say, for instance, you have been trusting God for a breakthrough, maybe for the past 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, and up to now you have not gotten the breakthrough, ask yourself, am I doing what the Word of God teaches? Am I doing what Jesus says in His Word? Yeah. Maybe because you are not doing what He says in His Word. Not even maybe. It is because we are not doing what His Word says. That is why we have been limited in our lives, in our callings, in our ministries. Yeah, it is because we are not doing what His Word says. That is why we only get little or nothing from Him. That is why we hardly get breakthroughs. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, I repent of every disobedience I have practiced in my life. Say, Father, I repent of every disobedience I have practiced in my life. Oh Lord, release unto me the blessings that I lost through disobedience. Release into my life the blessings that I lost through disobedience to your word. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I repent of every disobedience I have practiced. I choose to obey you, Lord. Oh Lord, remember me in your mercy. Release the blessings that I lost through my disobedience. Release the blessings that I missed through my disobedience. In the name of Jesus, according to your mercy. Because now I have made a choice to follow you. I have made a choice to follow your teachings, to follow your word, to follow your ways. Because now I have made a choice to obey your word. Oh Lord, release into my life the blessings I lost through disobedience. Release into my lives the benefits that I missed through my disobedience. In the name of Jesus, Lord, remember me in your mercy and restore into my life everything that the enemy stole from my life because I was disobedient to your word. Everything that the enemy stole from my life because I was disobedient to your will. Oh, Lord, restore them to me now. For now, I choose to obey you. For now, I choose to do your will. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You are still going to pray. Now, you need to understand that the kingdom of God is founded and established and rooted in the truths, in the truths of God. Yeah, and it is as we remain in the truth, not that after you have had this message, yeah, that I have shown you from the scripture, after you have had this truth that I have shown you from the scripture, and then for the next 3 days you corrected your lifestyle, you start doing what is right in God's sight. Then after the next 3 days, you now decide, you fell back again into disobedience. Yeah, that is not the kind of life God wants from you. Yeah, not that you obey the truth for a while and then you step out of the truth. That's not the kind of life God wants from you. God wants you to remain in the truth forever. He wants you to remain in His truth forever because His kingdom is rooted in His truth. His kingdom is rooted in His truth. So if you want to continue to enjoy God's blessings, you must abide in His truth. You want to continue to have His presence. You want to continue to enjoy all the benefits that are in His kingdom. You must remain in His truth. So you're going to pray. Yeah, we have Christians that they follow the truth for a season and then they fall out of the truth. Those are not the kind of Christians that will stand in these last days. Yeah, those are not the kind of Christians that will stand and prevail and make heaven. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to remain obedient to your truth forever. You're going to say, Father, help me to remain committed to doing your truth, to doing your will forever. Help me to remain faithful to doing your will forever. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me to remain steadfast in obedience forever. Help me to remain in your truth forever. In the name of Jesus, say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me to obey your truth, both when it is convenient and when it is not convenient. Help me to obey you. Help me to follow you always. Help me to remain in your will, in your ways, all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, help me to remain in your truth. Help me to remain in your ways all the days of my life. All the days of my life, despite the temptations, despite the distractions in the world, despite the pollution in the world, despite the wickedness in the world, despite the provocations in the world, oh Lord, help me to remain in your truth forever. Help me to remain in your truth forever. Jesus said, not everyone that called me Lord, Lord, will inherit the kingdom of God. Not everyone that shouts Jesus, not everyone that sings Jesus, not everyone that dances to Jesus, not everyone that speaks about Jesus will make heaven, will enter into the kingdom of God. But the people that do the will of God, talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to remain in your will. Help me to remain in your will. Christianity is not a social, is not just about socialization. It's not just about being social. Christianity is in obedience, is in faithfulness, is in commitment. It's not about just being part of the crowd, being part of a large crowd. That is not what Christianity is all about. It's not about just going to church, attending programs, joining meetings. It's not just about that. It's not just about that. It is more than that. It is more than that. So Lord, help me to be obedient forever, to remain in your truth forever. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I remember some time ago when I had an encounter with the Lord. I mean, the Lord Jesus visited me, and he was telling me many things. And among the things he told me was that he said, I am always in the truth. Yeah, he said, I am in the truth. So he said, in everywhere the preach the truth, teach the truth, obey the truth, practice the truth. He said, I am there. And he said, I am there just as I am in heaven, just as I am on the throne in heaven. So he said, he's always in the midst of people that do the truth, obey the truth, believe the truth, practice the truth. And he said, he's there with all his power and might. So meaning that if we can follow the truth, the power of God will not be far from us. Authority, the kingdom authority, the kingdom dominion will not be far from us. If we'll abide in the truth, yeah, victories will be too much in our lives. Greatness, prosperity will be too much in our life. Divine healings will be too much. Deliverances will be happening, you know, in a massive way, because we abide in the truth. So the best place to find Jesus is in the truth. Yeah, the best place to encounter Jesus is in the truth. You just pattern your life according to the truth. Then you will meet with Jesus face to face. And not only Jesus, even you will meet with heaven face to face. You will meet with God's angels face to face. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, help me to pattern my life. Help me to pattern my life, to pattern each day of my life in line with your truth. Help me to pattern my life according to your truth. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Yeah, you need to sit down, pick a pen, pick a book, and begin to correct everything you do on a daily basis, and begin to ensure that everything you do agrees with the truth. And sit down, carry a book with a pen, and begin to correct everything you do on a daily basis. The kind of words you speak, the kind of thoughts you think, what you watch on the TV, what you do with your mobile phones, what you do in the midst of people, what you do in public places, and then you begin to ensure that each of the things you do agrees with the truth that is in the scriptures. If you can do these, there is no how you will not encounter Jesus. If you do this for a month and you don't meet with Jesus face to face, then God is a liar. Talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to pattern my life according to the truth. Help me to configure my life to line up with your truth. Help me, oh God, to correct my daily life to agree with your truth. Help me to correct my thinking, my thoughts. Help me to correct my words. Help me to correct my actions to agree with your truth. Help me, O God. Help me, O God. Help me, O God. In the name of Jesus. Help me to pattern my business according to the truth. Help me to pattern my family, my marriage, my home according to your truth. Help me to pattern my ministry to line up with your truth. Oh Lord, help me. Oh Lord, help me. For it is only in your truth I can find you. For it is only in your truth I can please you. Help me, oh Lord, to pattern my life according to your truth. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You need to also understand that to follow the Lord in His ways, in His truth, you need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit. Yeah. And the Bible calls the Holy Spirit the Spirit of Truth. You need the Holy Spirit. The stronger your relationship with the Holy Spirit is, the more you will be aligned with the truth. The more you will be aligned with the will of God. The deeper you are close with the Holy Spirit, or the deeper you get in your walk with the Holy Spirit, the more you will be aligned with the will of God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to walk intimately with your Holy Spirit. Say, Father, help me to walk intimately with your Holy Spirit. Help me to walk intimately with your Holy Spirit. Lord, teach me to walk with your Holy Spirit. Teach me to fellowship with your Holy Spirit. Teach me, oh God, to be close with your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me to walk intimately, to walk very closely with the Holy Spirit. Help me, oh Lord. Help me, oh Lord. Help me, oh Lord. Help me, oh Lord. Help me to find your Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is inside of you. But the question is, have you found Him? From the day you gave your life to Jesus, the Holy Spirit is inside of you. But have you found Him? The Holy Spirit is within you. Are you close to Him? Do you hear from Him? Say, oh Lord, help me to find your Holy Spirit. Help me to know your Holy Spirit. Help me to be close to your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me to find your Holy Spirit. Help me to know your Holy Spirit. Help me to be close to your Holy Spirit. Help me to be able to receive from your Holy Spirit. Help me to be able to talk to your Holy Spirit and hear from your Holy Spirit. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Give me the grace to walk closely with the Holy Spirit. Give me the grace. Give me the grace. Give me the grace. Thank you, Father. Give me the grace, O Lord. Give me grace, O Lord, to walk deeply with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. One of the reasons why God allow struggles in your journey to following the truth, obeying the truth. One of the reasons why God allow you to encounter struggles. Now, this is what I'm saying. You need to understand that it is always not easy to do the truth, to follow the truth. And the reason why God make you to experience the struggling, it is so that you can be desperate for victory. This is what I'm saying. Let's say you discover that every time you make up your mind not to tell lies, you end up still telling lies. Or every time you make up your mind not to be lustful in your heart, you end up still being lustful, and then you begin to wrestle with the spirit of lust or with the spirit of lie. The spirit of lie. The reason why God allowed that struggle to happen, or the reason why God make you to come to that point where you are struggling to do what is right in His sight, is because God wants you to come to the point of desperation. Where you will say, I am determined. I am not going back. I am determined to walk in the truth. I am determined to follow God's righteousness. I am determined to please God. So God wants you to come to that point of desperation where you will now begin to cry out and say, God, deliver me from the nature of sin in me that is not allowing me to please you. But some Christians, when they encounter that struggle, when they start realizing that it's not easy to practice the truth, then they just give up. I say, well, I don't think anyone can actually please God because I have tried and it's not happening. God does not want you to give up. He wants you to be desperate for deliverance. He wants you to be desperate for victory. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the spirit to be aggressive and desperate in following the truth. You're going to say, I receive the grace to be aggressive, to be passionate and desperate in following the truth. Even if the whole world is against me, even if everything in my life, in my environment is against me, even if my own flesh is against me, I receive the grace to be aggressive, to be desperate, to be passionate in following the truth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Neheshe shede kaderabala, mahasushia netishia, hende tashira balagara. Say, I receive the spirit to be desperate. I receive the spirit to be aggressive. I receive the spirit to be passionate in following the will of God, in doing the will of God, in obeying the truth. I receive the grace to be aggressive. You know what it means to be aggressive? More like you are fighting your way out, like you're fighting your way out, like you are not giving up, and you are not ready to give up until you obey the will of God. Begin to say, I receive the grace, thank you Lord, to be aggressive, to be desperate, to be passionate in following the truth, in obeying the truth, in walking in the truth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. There's another thing that needs to happen to you as a Christian who is desperate to follow the truth. You need to ask God to make his truth personal to you. Yeah. You need to ask God to begin to enforce his truth in your life, such that God's truth now become your truth. Yeah. It is no longer God, you know, it is now more than God's truth. It is now more than I am obeying God's truth. Now it is now I am doing what I know as the truth. So it is, you know, God needs to do something to you, or God needs to do something in you that will make God's truth become your own truth. You know, such that you begin to personalize the truth. Yeah, you begin to make God's law your own laws. You begin to make God's ways your own ways. So it will go beyond the fact that I am doing this thing to please God. It will now become I am doing this thing because it is my life. Yeah. God needs to do something in you that will make his truth personal to you, personal in your daily activities. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, from today, let your word begin to appear to me in such a way that every part of me agrees with it, in such a way that every part of me embraces it, in such a way that every part of me believe it. Let your word begin to appear to me in such a way that everything in me agrees with it, everything in me understands it. Yeah, because some people, some people will say, I didn't know what I've been doing all this while is a sin. I didn't know because I didn't understand it in the Bible until now. Yeah, there is an understanding that comes with the truth that will make you personalize it and make it part of your life. Say, oh Lord, from today, let your word begin to appear to me in such a way that everything in me agrees with it, everything in me believes it, in such a way that everything in me obeys it. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. So Lord, let your word appear to me. Begin to pray like that. Let your truth appear to me from today in such a way that I can't ignore it, in such a way that I can't deny it, in such a way that everything in me agrees with it, everything in me believes it, everything in me embraces it. Let your truth begin to appear to me as a person. Let your truth begin to appear to me as a living thing that everything in me agrees with. In the name of Jesus, let your truth appear to me like that. Oh Lord, let your truth appear to me like that in a very real way. In the name of Jesus, let your truth appear to me in undeniable ways. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Obeying God's truth also has to do with love. Yeah, it has a lot to do with how much you love God. How much you love God. Yeah. And if you are not perfect in love for God, you can't be perfect in obeying the truth. If you're not perfect in love for God, if you're not perfect in your love for God, you can't be perfect in obeying the truth. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to grow in my love for you. Help me to grow in my love for you. Yeah, because it is love for God that will make you obey him even when it is not convenient for you. It is love for God that will help you to do his will even when it is not convenient. Even when it is not comfortable. So you're going to say, Father, help me to grow in my love for you so that I can be perfect in obeying your will, so that I can be perfect in obeying your truth. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Nehasha Shidagana. Help me, O God, to grow in my love for you. Help me to love you more. Help me to love you more. Help me to love your ways. Help me to love your kingdom. Help me to love your righteousness. Help me to love the things of your kingdom. Help me, O God, to grow in love for you. Help me to grow in love for you. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. So that I can be perfect in obeying your truth. Help me, O God. Help me, O God, to love you more than everything. Yeah. You're asking God to help you to love him because you want to love him. Yeah, if you don't want to love him, there's no how he will help you to love him. Yeah, because God will not do contrary to what you want. Yeah, say, Lord, help me to love you more than my life, more than everything, more than the things of this world. Help me to love you, Lord. Help me to love you, Lord. Help me to love you. Help me to love you. Perfect me. Help me to be perfect in my love for you. So that I can be perfect in obeying your truth. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. If you look at the scripture that I shared with you from the beginning of the prayer, the prayers, in verse 26 of Matthew chapter 7, verse 26, it says, "And everyone that heareth these things of mine and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. Everyone that heareth these sayings, this word of truth, everyone that hears the message of God's kingdom and did not obey, everyone that hears the teachings of the word of God, yeah, not the false teachings, the true teachings of the word of God, and don't do them, Bible says that person is a foolish man that built on a sand, on a weak foundation. Yeah, on a weak foundation. So the question is, are there some things in your life whose foundation is weak and faulty? Yeah. If there are things in your life that you have built on weak and faulty foundation, I'll be rest assured that those things will not succeed. Those things will not prosper. Those things will not abide to the end. Those things will fall. They will fail. Yeah, they will fail. Yeah, if you are in a relationship that is not founded on the truth, be rest assured that that relationship cannot prosper. I mean, if you're in a marriage relationship that is not founded on the truth, so meaning that you are living with someone, maybe as a Christian brother, you are living with someone you are not legally or properly married to. Yeah, and you want God to bless that relationship. Be rest assured that God cannot bless that relationship. Yeah, and in many cases, even that relationship will not last. Sometimes such relationships don't lead into marriage. And sometimes even when they lead into marriage, the marriage don't work. Because from the beginning of the relationship, the foundation was wrong. Yeah, the foundation was faulty. Yeah, so until we get things right at the foundation level, a lot of things in our lives, we keep going wrong. Yeah, a lot of things in our lives, we keep going wrong. If your business or your job is not founded on the truth, let's say your job is sponsoring sin, you're working in a place where they commit sin in that place, and the job is promoting a particular sin in the society. Yeah, what you are doing is drawing people to sin against God, and you expect God to bless that kind of business. God will not bless it. It doesn't matter what you think about the business. Even if you pay tithe from the money in that business, God still will not bless it. Yeah, because the foundation of that business is wrong. Yeah, so I just decided to give those two examples. There are many examples, yeah, of how we have built on wrong foundations. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You need God to open your eyes to begin to correct the foundation of things in your life. Yeah, you're going to say, Father,
open my eyes to see things that I have built on weak and faulty foundations, so that I can repent and make amendments now. And if you already know those things in your life, you have built on wrong foundations, just tell God that you are ready to correct those things, that God should help you, that you are ready. So begin to pray, say, Father, open my eyes to see things in my life that I have built on wrong foundations. Open my eyes, oh God. Help me to correct them. Help me to repent and correct them. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. So God, open my eyes. It is possible many things. It is possible that you are doing the ministry. Maybe you are a minister of God. It is possible that you are doing ministry the wrong way. It is possible that the foundation of your ministry is faulty. And you think it is right. Say, Lord, open my eyes to see everything in my life that I built on the wrong foundation. Open my eyes to see them and to correct them. Open my eyes to see them and to correct them. Open my eyes to see them. Help and help me to correct them. Open my eyes to see and know them, so that I can repent and correct them. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever that I have built on wrong foundations, whether in my career, whether in my spiritual life, whether in my marriage, whether in my calling, whether in my relationship with other people, whatsoever I have built on wrong foundation, Lord, expose them to me so that I can correct them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 6 more prayer points, and then we will round off the session. You need to understand that there are a lot of forces attacking the answers to your prayers. Yeah, and much of these forces, I mean forces of darkness, much of these forces are monitoring spirits that are accusing you in God's presence. Much of the forces of darkness that are attacking the answers to your prayers are monitoring spirits that are accusing you, that are telling God reasons why he should not bless you. Reasons why he should not answer your prayer. And, you know, because these spirits, they monitor the lives of Christians 24/7. So they know what you do in secret. They know what you do in public. So when you pray and you're expecting answers, these spirits begin to tell God that this person you want to bless, look at her life. Look at his life. See, he just committed adultery yesterday. He just committed fornication yesterday. He just tell lies. Look at he is alive. He is not a giver. He is, or she is, a sinner. or he is or she is disobedient to all the instructions in your word. So these demons, they know the Bible. They know everything in the Bible. And they will be mentioning those things before God. And say, look at this person's life. It does not agree with the Bible. And then you want to bless him. You can't bless him. Yeah, that is what happens. After you have prayed and you're expecting answers, a lot of things happen after that. Yeah, and then you wonder, I have been praying and praying for months. I'm not seeing results. It's possible that those spirits have prevailed against you in the courtrooms of heaven. Yeah, because they have access to the courtrooms of heaven. And they can stand against the answers to your prayers. So that is why you need to be serious with your walk with God. You need to be serious with your walk with God if you want your prayers to be answered. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see things I am doing wrong that is allowing the enemy to stop the answers to my prayers. So Lord, open my eyes to see them and correct them now. Open my eyes to see and know things I am doing wrong, or wrong things I am doing that is making the enemy to stop the answers to my prayers. Oh Lord, open my eyes to see them now so that I can correct them in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. God is not a respecter of persons. Yeah, God is no respecter of persons. It doesn't matter who you are. As long as those spirits have an accusation on your life and the accusation is true, God will not bless you. Yeah, except maybe somebody righteous somewhere is praying for you. Yeah, God might look at the righteousness of the person praying for you to help you. You might be whoever you are, in as much as you did not do what is right, and those spirits were able to accuse you in God's presence, and they succeeded, your blessings will not come. So that is how serious it is. Say, Lord, help me to see things that I need to correct in my life. Help me to see things I need to correct in my life so that the enemy will not be able to stop the answers to my prayers. Begin to pray like that. You might be the most anointed person in the world. As long as the enemy have an accusation against you and you are found guilty, the answers to your prayers will be hindered. Ask God to help you. Say, Lord, help me to discover things I am doing wrong. Thank you, Lord, that I need to correct so that the answers to my prayers can be released. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Lord. Open my eyes to see them. Help me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. Yeah, it says,
whoever hears the sayings of Jesus and does not do them is likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. You're going to pray. Now, don't expect that God will strengthen you when you have not surrendered to his ways. Yeah, don't expect to be strong spiritually when you have not surrendered to the truth. Don't expect to be powerful spiritually when you have not surrendered to God's righteousness. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. You can't be insane and expect that God will fill you with his power, and expect that God will fill you with his strength to be victorious. It doesn't work like that. Yeah, it doesn't work like that. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to be stronger than the forces of darkness fighting against me. Help me, O God, to align with your will. It is until you have aligned with his will that you will receive power that will make you stronger than the enemy, and that will make you overcome the enemy. Yeah, the Bible says, submit yourselves to God and then resist the devil and he will flee from you. So you submit to God first, then you will be able to resist the devil, and the devil will flee. So if you don't submit to God and you are trying to resist the devil, the devil will just be smiling and laughing. He will not go anywhere. If you have not submitted to God, you have not surrendered to God's ways, to God's truth, and make a covenant with your soul to obey God always, you will command Satan to live your life, and Satan will just be laughing at you. Why? Because your authority will be weak against the enemy if you have not submitted to God. So you are going to say, Father, I want to be stronger than the forces of darkness attacking me. Help me to surrender to your ways. Help me to align with your will in the name of Jesus. I'll begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me to align with your will. Help me to surrender to your ways. Help me to surrender to your truth. In the name of Jesus, in everything I do, in my thoughts, in my words, in my actions, in my imaginations, Lord, help me to align with your will so that you can strengthen me, so that you can empower me for victory. Help me, O Lord, to be pure in heart. Help me to be righteous. Help me to be holy, thank you, Lord, so that you can empower me to overcome the enemy. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus.
Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. Three things happened to that building. The rain fell. The floods came. And the wind blew. And then the building fell. Because the foundation is weak. The foundation is weak. The question is, how strong is your foundation in Jesus? How strong is your root in Jesus? Are there certain things that Satan will do to you, and within few seconds you begin to deny Jesus, you begin to disobey Jesus, you begin to sin against Jesus? Yeah, we have some Christians that they just fell so easily. Immediately they were exposed to certain challenges of life, certain troubles of life, certain pains, sorrows of life. They fell so quickly. They began to misbehave so quickly. So those kind of Christians are weak Christians. Yeah, they are weak Christians. Very weak. And I believe you are not like that. Or I don't want you to be like that. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, strengthen me with your strength to be able to stand victoriously in or as I journey through this earth. You're going to say, Father, strengthen me with your strength to be able to stand victoriously as I journey through this earth. Strengthen me with your strength. Strengthen me with your strength. Or begin to pray like that. So now strengthen me with your strength to remain victorious as I journey through this earth. Strengthen me, O God, so that when the rain falls, I will still be standing. And when floods come, I will still be standing. And when the winds blow, I will still be standing. Despite what the enemy will throw at me, that I may still stand. Lord, strengthen me with your strength. Strengthen my spirit with your strength. Strengthen my soul with your strength. Strengthen my body with your strength. Thank you, Lord. So that I can remain in victory as I journey through this earth in the name of Jesus, such that nothing in the world will be able to bring me down, such that nothing in the world will be able to make me fall. Lord, strengthen me with your strength. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Strengthen me with your strength. Strengthen me with your strength. inasmuch as nothing can defeat your strength, then I know nothing will be able to defeat me. Strengthen me, O God, with your strength. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. Yeah, one of the things that makes it difficult for Christians to obey the truth is idols in our hearts. Is when you want God to do certain things for you, and those things does not align with God's will, or those things is not in God's plan for now. It's not in God's plan to do for you for now. Though God will still do it later, but not now. And then you are like, God, you have to do it now. And you just have to do it now. That is an idol. Yeah, so when we are enforcing our own desires upon God, or we lift up our own desires above God's will, and then we can't do God's will. Yeah, that idol will not allow you to do God's will. Yeah, it will not allow you. In fact, it will multiply your darkness. That idol will multiply your darkness, and you will become more polluted. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I renounce and reject every idol I have exalted in my heart above God's will. I renounce and reject them now. In the name of Jesus, I reject them now. I renounce them now. I cut them off now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, every idol I have exalted in my heart, thank you, Lord, above God's will, I reject them now. I cut them off from my life. I pull them down. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that this prayer will answer in your life. I pray for you that it will become easy for you to pull down those idols from this moment onward. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. Yeah, I have seen Christians who value friendship with men more than friendship with God. They are ready to follow what a friend says and ignore what the Word of God says. I have seen Christians who value the opinion of their parents and family members and relatives more than what the Word of God teaches, more than what the Word of God says. And if you happen to be like those Christians, you are very wrong. And you have sinned. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, help me to reject counsels, ideas, opinions of men, of friends, of parents, of relatives that does not align with your word, that does not align with your will. Help me, Father, to reject them all. To reject them all. Yeah, even the opinion of your spouse, if it doesn't agree with the word of God, with the will of God, it must be rejected. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to reject opinions, counsels, ideas of men, of friends, of relatives that does not agree with your will, that does not align with your truth. Help me to reject them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to talk to God like that. Help me to reject them all. If you are so weak that you cannot reject opinions in that category, you can't fulfill destiny. And you can't become what God wants you to be. And in fact, you can't make heaven. So, Lord, help me to reject counsels of men, advice of men, ideas of men, ideas of people close to me that does not line up with your will. Help me to reject them all. Help me to reject them all. Help me to reject them all. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have the last prayer point. Yeah, before we round up the session. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to rise and fight in every place I have given up fighting. You're going to say, I receive strength to rise and fight the enemy. In whatever ways I have given up to the enemy, in whatsoever way I have surrendered to the enemy, I receive strength to rise now and fight the enemy. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. This is not a time to give up against darkness, against the forces of darkness, against the forces of witchcraft. This is not a time to surrender to evil, to surrender to wickedness. This is the time to fight and overcome. This is not the time to even surrender to sickness and disease. This is not the time to give up and feel like I cannot be healed. I cannot be delivered. This is not that time. This is the time to rise and fight until you win. Say, I receive strength to rise and fight in whatsoever way I have given up in my faith. in whatsoever ways I have given up in my fight against darkness, in whatsoever way I have surrendered to the enemy, in whatsoever way I have given up in my battle against the enemy, I receive strength to rise now. I receive strength to rise now. I receive strength to stand and fight. I receive strength to resist the devil. I receive strength to resist the devil. I receive strength to fight and overcome. In the name of Jesus. Receive strength now. 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 In your body, receive strength. In your soul, receive strength. In your spirit, receive strength. Receive strength to fight and win. Receive strength right now. In the name of Jesus, receive strength. Receive strength to fight darkness and win. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to stop here. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you because you are so faithful. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace upon our lives. Thank you for your defense. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. Thank you for all the benefits we have received from you. Thank you for all the victories you have done in our lives. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. O Lord, your people have cried out unto you. They have prayed. I ask, O God, that you hearken to our voice. I ask, O God, that you hearken to the prayers of your people. I ask, O God, that you answer these prayers. O Lord, do so in Jesus' name. I pray for you that henceforth your life shall align perfectly with the truths of Jesus Christ, with the ways of Jesus Christ, with the word of Jesus Christ, with the teachings of Jesus Christ. Your life henceforth shall align with the truths of God's kingdom in Jesus' name. I pray for you that as you repent genuinely, the blood of Jesus shall wash away your sins and you shall be forgiven in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of darkness accusing you in the courtrooms of heaven, telling God not to answer your prayers, I decree that the mercy of God silence them forever. I decree that the mercy of God speak for you. I decree that the mercy of God grant you the answers to your prayers. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that your afflictions shall cease right now. Your pains shall end right now. You shall be released to enjoy the liberty that belongs to you in Christ Jesus. You shall be released to enjoy all the benefits that belongs to you in Christ Jesus. You shall now begin to enjoy your place of victory and dominion in Christ Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. I pray for you that blessings you have lost through disobedience shall be restored to you by the mercies of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.